Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The only Christian nation is described by Peter. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The citizens of this nation did not become so by natural birth nor human choice. As John said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The inhabitants of this kingdom are not mere natural men at all. They have been born again by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. A radical transformation must take place in order for a man who is born of a woman to become a subject of the kingdom of God. This is not a function of religion, nor is it brought about by sincere devotion to so-called Christian principles. Men may adopt the outward forms of Christianity, just like they can choose any other religion on the face of the earth. But such is as ultimately worthless as counterfeit money. Those who are by grace made the possessors of this spiritual birth have not added one iota to their standing by their own power. All that they have and are is a result of the outpouring of his mercy and the gift of his grace. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Those who are born of this Spirit and taught and indwelt by the same will possess different desires and longings than those who have not been so taught and led. But we have the mind of Christ. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Some have taught that the sons of God can attain perfection in this life. Those who maintain such an idea are ignorant of the fact that we are yet left here in this earth in the same corruptible body of flesh and blood, which has always been with us, and shall remain so until the day of the resurrection, when this mortal shall put on immortality and death is swallowed up in victory. However, we are not left without hope, and it is in this hope that we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is in the midst of this very conflict which we find ourselves in, as the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, that we are made to long for those refreshing times sent from the presence of the Lord. And it is only by His Spirit that we are enabled to desire His fellowship and long for His appearing. It is in such a state that we see the church, that is the bride of Christ, longing for the kisses of her husband. It is obvious that she has tasted of those kisses, or else how could she know what she desires? The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. It is apparent that he has gone away for a season, though she is not without hope that he shall return. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. She desires his presence more than any other. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. As a chaste bride, she longs for his kiss alone. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. She loves her husband because he first loved her, and has clearly demonstrated that love by giving himself for her. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Do you love the kisses of Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.